Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my SEO podcast. This is one-of-a-kind SEO expert and elite business strategist, Dagmar Gattell with SEO Strategy Tips. I take you and other outstanding experts backstage, helping you monetize your expertise and build your business authority and expert niche empire with proven SEO and business strategies. In this SEO podcast, we will talk about the four phases number one experts must go through to build their business online. So let's get started. Let's first just think about the question, what does it mean being a number one expert online? Really, right? So being a number one expert online, especially from my SEO perspective, means that you're recognized. So normally you have rankings for the niche, for the topic, for the expertise you want to be known for, you want to be recognized for. Then also you have a bigger amount of traffic. So not like 10, not like 100, not like 1,000, really a bigger amount of online traffic coming to your site, of people looking exactly what you have to offer. Then you also provide greater amount of content where others are happily shared, because it's all about that others recognize you as the expert you are. We could say all day long that we are the number one experts, but if we cannot prove this, then nobody will believe us, especially not the search engine. So we really want to make sure to have this number one recognition, that others see us as the number one experts by sharing our content, by linking back to us, giving us backlinks. Because in this way, the search engine see that we are recognized in the field we say we are. Another thing is for sure, and that's just the technical aspect, you want to make sure that the bounce rate on your website, and that's the rate when people come in and they don't stay at all, but they bounce out immediately, that your bounce rate is at least average, like 50 to 60, because that's for sure an indicator for the search engines that you promise something on the first page of Google, and when people click on it, that they really find what they were looking for and that you didn't do any false promises. So let's start talking about the four phases you want to be aware of and you want to go through, create your strategy for these and execute the test. So the four phases are really all about finding the niche, finding the field, defining the niche, what you want to be known for. And that's a combination of you want to make sure that your niche is profitable, but also that your niche is something close to your heart. So you don't want to establish yourself in a niche where after a few weeks you already don't have energy left, or your desire is gone, or your passion is gone. Because being and staying as the number one expert, this really takes energy and time and commitment and invest. So the first phase, finding your most profitable and most desirable niche, has a lot to do with doing the right keyword research, knowing exactly what other people looking for to find you, what you have to offer, your services, your product, your programs, but also what problems you can solve, what solutions you offer. The second phase is all about positioning yourself as the go-to expert and authority. So to position yourself, you really want to go in your uniqueness and your unique edge, because you can imagine everybody on the first page of Google would use the same keyword. But it makes sense, right? It's logical, because that's exactly what I'm looking for. If I'm typing in a specific search term, that exactly is what I expect to find. So everybody of your competitors, every one of your competitors will use the same keywords. So what makes you unique? What positions yourself as a go-to expert that people click on you, not on your display, not on your competitors. This has a lot to do with the trigger words. So we have keywords which makes us coming up on the first page of Google, but the trigger words are really the ones who make you outstanding, make you unique, make you different than your competitors. I have a client and she promotes fishing vacations. And she's not competing with the cheap ones, with the low end, or with the one day. She really offers the high end luxury, the all-inclusive fishing vacation. So she needs to make sure that these trigger words are displayed on the SERP's, the search engine results page, because if not, she doesn't want to attract the low-end traffic she cannot fulfill. So it would be a false promise. They come to her website, they see everything is high-end, and they would go immediately. So the third phase is passing your competitor and dominating your online niche. To pass your competitor and dominate your online niche, you really need to know exactly what is it what they are doing. And normally when you start today from scratch, then they already established, perhaps since a while, since several months, or perhaps since several years. You don't want to start with going their strengths. You want to start with going into their weakness and establishing yourself exactly there. But for that, you really need to know exactly, and an analysis will help you with that. What is it what they're doing well? What is it what they're not doing well? And what is it what they're not doing at all? So in this way, you can find the right hook and pass them. The fourth phase is grow your online niche empire bigger as a trusted authority, and also to make more money. So when you grow your online niche empire bigger, a lot of times you have more than one site. So you have a membership site, you have several others, niche or topic-related focused websites. You perhaps host a forum, or you have already created products, e-books, books, programs, or a directory. So really, to build your online niche empire, like the big ones with the big names, you really need first to start with picking the niche you want to be established in, the niche you want to be recognized in. And I think by now you can see how all the four different phases, finding your most profitable and desirable niche, positioning yourself as the go-to expert in this niche, passing your competitors and dominating the specific online niche, and then growing your online niche empire bigger. As a trusted authority, you are. Each phase builds up on the other phase before. When the most successful entrepreneurs and experts I work with, they went through all the four phases. They didn't skip one phase, and they learned from the different phases. Because the key is there is not one-fits-all strategy. There is no cookie-cutter strategy. It's really all about where are you today, where do you want to go, and what are the different opportunities you have, and which one do you want to pick from. So I hope this gave you more insight into the topic, how you, as an outstanding expert and want to be number one expert online, can go ahead with building your business online. I know that some people listening in to this radio show perhaps think, okay, I got some answers now, but how can I get more help? If you're an outstanding expert and you have questions like, I have a lot of in-depth knowledge and inside experience, but I don't really know how to monetize my expertise online. Or I'm trying to make money online, but it doesn't work out in the way I want to. Or perhaps I want to position myself online as a go-to expert in my field and want to build my authority, but I don't know how. Or perhaps you're already successful, but you want to pass more of your competitors big time, and you want to grow exactly what we spoke about, the expert niche empire, but you're not sure what strategy would be good for you. So to get answers to fit your unique situation, it's pretty easy because you just can sign up for my free 30-minute laser coaching call, And this will help you not just to get more clarity, just to get more knowledge and more empowered of what your plan, what your blueprint, what your strategy can be in moving forward. So I invite you to sign up for my free 30-minute laser coaching call. Just go to my website, dagmargatell.com. It's DagmarGatell.com, and click on the free laser coaching version there in my navigation bar. So just click there, scroll down, and sign up for the coaching session by clicking on the red button. So we are at the end of our radio show. I highly recommend you use the valuable information you just heard about and you implement it into your own strategies, into your authority building, your traffic and ranking plan, and execute what you learn. One thing is what you learn. The other thing is it's really important to execute what you learn properly and with the right direction, with the right strategy. Ranking number one is not an accident. It is a strategy. Thank you so much for joining me. And don't forget to check out our free SEO strategy premium training if you didn't do so by gain free access at SEOstrategyPlan.com. This is one of a kind SEO expert, elite business strategist, and certified SEO master, Dagmar Gatell, signing off for today. Have an amazing day and tune in again next week.